This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Play ball!
Bruce Levine, 670 The Score baseball analyst.
It is all baseball.
32 years baseball veteran reporter.
Bruce, I've known you for a number of years now.
Breaking stories faster than a herd of speeding turtles.
I like turtles. All right, you're great zombie.
Twitter at MLB Bruce Levine.
By the way, I love you in The Wizard of Oz.
Bruce Levine.
Mullion Hanley, Chicago Sports Radio 6-7 of The Score. Always a joy to talk to our baseball expert, Bruce Levine. Good morning, Bruce. How are you?
Good morning, gentlemen. I'll have a large decaf and a double chocolate. My favorite place for coffee and donut, of course, where you're at today.
We will have it waiting for you, my friend. No problem.
I appreciate
it. Dustin's account, yeah.
But Dustin's been just buying for everyone. He's crazy. He just
gets Chicago baseball at the quarter pole. White Sox, Cubs certainly did a little White Sox yesterday. The Cubs are off because of the rainout. But Rick Hahn did his usual conversation, guys, with the media, as he's prone to do right before the beginning of a new homestand. And this one was more about Carlos Rodon coming back. The good news is he's going to start his rehab at Kannapolis, and hopefully by the first week of June he's going to be back with the White Sox. So that's good news. Bad news, Avisail Garcia not really ready to go out on a rehab assignment, still having problems with the hamstring. Miguel Gonzalez, same thing with his shoulder, had a little bit of a hiccup there, and he's not ready to go out. But Hahn did talk about trying to assess young players right now, and he was asked if indeed this is a bridge too far for some of his players right now.
To make an assessment about this guy is going to help us win a championship in X number of years from now, based simply on 5 weeks of a season, would be reckless. I think part of what we tried to do at the start of this process, and what we're going to continue to try to do through next month's draft, and if anything happens via trade over the next few months, is continue to build up enough depth and critical mass of impact talent that none of this is on the success or failure of one individual player, that we have waves of talent that are able to fill in when inevitably a player gets hurt or doesn't quite live up to his own or our expectations of him.
And Hahn, you know, went on to talk about the fact that they will be active in the trade market. He doesn't think they'll bring in anybody in, impact players at that this time. I mean, you know, certainly we know they're in a rebuild, but at some juncture he's going to start going the other way and looking for the Manny Machados and people like that of the world. He doesn't believe he's ready to do that at this point going toward the deadline.
Yeah, and that was interesting because obviously they talked about Machado last year, or in the offseason rather, and the cost was significant. And we've talked about the Cubs. These rumors keep building about the Cubs perhaps making a move. We talked to Peter Gammons earlier, and he said that he didn't think it was going to happen. He said that he thought that Theo was more concerned, and I'm quoting, with the attention span of some of the players right now. Attention span, the term he used. That is an interesting term.
Well, it is. I mean, you can apply it to Darvish, you know, losing track along the way and obviously being disappointing coming out early in games. You can look at it at some of the hitters as well, knowing, you know, guys like Hap still trying to find the right swing path. We see him fouling off an awful lot of pitches and then striking out. So attention span means they're trying to teach some of these players different methods, like Hap, and not quite getting there. But, of course, Theo was talking about even the superstars' lack of concentration on defense. And we've seen Bryant who, you know, is as good a player and as solid a player as there is. We've seen Baez, even Rizzo, three of the top stars have lapses in their thought process and as far as their attention span when you see some careless errors on defense and on the base path.
You know, it's interesting. Earlier we were talking about Carlos Rodon because Rick Hahn brought everyone up to speed on where he's at, and he's going to have a Class A start and then hopefully go five innings, and then we'll see how he comes out of that. But we had a caller said he's a 19-year season ticket holder for the White Sox. He had no time for Carlos Rodon, called him the Kirk Heinrich of the White Sox, and said it's all about Kopech now. I don't know if he speaks for the majority of Sox fans, but how excited should Sox fans be about Rodon? And you know, you've been covering the guy since he's been drafted. Do you know what he is at this point?
No, Brian, that's a really good question because we've seen him often injured 2 years in a row. I mean, the composite we've seen at the end of certain seasons that he pitched, he was dominant at times, you know, having seven, eight great starts in a row to end seasons, but it's been inconsistent. Coming back healthy is going to be the key. The arm is still really good. We've seen the wipeout slider from the very beginning of his career. So staying healthy is the key. Then we'll find out. Rodon's 24 years old, or, you know, going on 25 here. So there's plenty of time for him to be an outstanding pitcher for the White Sox. But, you know, the fan base has a right to be skeptical because they really haven't seen him blossom, even when he was healthy, to a total pitcher yet. And when you draft somebody number four and he's a left-handed power pitcher, you're expecting a lot. And there is still a lot of question around Carlos when he comes back.
The Orioles general manager, Dan Duquette, is going to join you tomorrow morning inside the clubhouse. Are you going to pull off that trade tomorrow? Is that the plan? Are you going to make it?
Well, I mean, why else would we have him on the show?
You know,
we're going to have him on the score. I mean, it's obvious that. I think we're going to hear some things about the fact that he will be trading some of his top people. It might not be right now. And I hope Dan talks about the fact that there's probably seven or eight teams that are interested in Machado, and who wouldn't be? He's arguably the best player in the American League right now, if you want to just look at the rote numbers across the board. He's just been outstanding, playing really solid shortstop. But, again, when you trade for him and you trade present inventory that's controllable, like, you know, if you know the conversation around – you know, Hap and Russell going controllable guys for, you know, one guy for 5 years, the other for 3 years for a rental, you know, you have to be darn sure that this is what you want to do, and that's really your weakness. I mean, 4 weeks from now, if Darvish is still struggling, why wouldn't Epstein be putting his resources toward another starting pitcher rather than a hitter in that lineup?
It's interesting. All right, Bruce, thank you, buddy. Great enough. Appreciate it.
All right, guys.
It.
Have a great weekend.
So we got Bruce is going to pull off the trade for
8 a.m. tomorrow
Duquette
inside the clubhouse.
Tomorrow morning.
Yeah. Nice. Machado for Darvish straight up.
Joe, we have Chuck Swirsky right here, and he's going to be joining us next. Chuck, kind enough to come in, and we'll see if we can get him to pull off the Kawhi Leonard trade.
Yes, we'll run that by it.
We're trying to get it all done
we'll
here.
We'll get and then, Kawhi, and then, of course, LeBron signs
and
right
I'm
after
sure,
that.
I'm sure Chuck has LeBron's digits. Maybe after we get the Kawhi Leonard deal done, we bring LeBron
it's all,
in.
It's all good.
We're going championship. What do you think?
Yeah, and then you can have the rest of the summer off, Chuck.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.